Greetings, copyright violators, and welcome to The Maggot Show. Tonight our guest is Samus Aran, who most of you know from the Metroid series. Welcome to the show, Miss Aran.
Thank you, Beard Maggot. Where'd you get that name?
Beard is an acronym in Arcturan. It basically means, I own this world and everything in it, so worship me, damn it. Maggot is a Maggotonian word that means leader of the Maggotonians. Maggot is a title, Beard is the part that identifies me specifically.
You mean your name is Beard?
Not quite. I am the Beard Maggot. It's not my name, it merely denotes which maggot I am. There have been many maggots over the years. Corpse maggot, tomato maggot, beef maggot, crotch maggot. The one commonality among all of them is they seem to pick titles that have a disgusting double meaning in Galactic Standard Hick. It helps that the word maggot itself means insect larva.
I see.
That reminds me, where'd you get your name?
The Kozo. They named me. They didn't know any human names or human words, so they named me Little Feather. Samus is Feather, Aran means little.
So they named you Little Feather.
Actually, I looked that up. Technically, Samus has a couple of different meanings in Kozo. One is feather, another is a small feathered creature, such as a chicken. So in a rather literal sense, your name is actually Chicken Little. Fine. Be a bitch.
So how did you learn to speak English?
Once the Kozo discovered which race I was from, they got as much info on humans as they could. I learned from records and tapes borrowed from human ships. That's, well, you know, also how I learned about human reproduction. They had some pretty weird tapes. The crew of a typical human starship tends to like... Okay, I decided I don't want to talk about it.
Well, listeners, if you've ever had an image in your mind of Samus Aran sitting in her power armor watching porn, you now have a bulletproof excuse. It looks like we've got a few calls.
Are you comfortable with the idea that a bunch of 10-year-old boys are deliberately walking you to your doom just so they can see you without your suit on?
What?
Apollonius Christ. Okay, this is going to take some explanation. In your own dimension, you're real, right? Well, in this dimension, you're a video game. Or, more specifically, you're in a video game. There's this big, long theory we have as to how creativity is merely a form of extra-dimensional perception because astral planes overlap and all that crap, but long story short, there's a bunch of video games in this dimension about you.
Yes, I know. Frugal showed them to me in what appeared to be a very awkward attempt to seduce me.
Well, of course it was awkward. Look at what you're wearing. There's no way to be charming around that. I mean, you're basically a tank in high heels. If I hadn't inherited this some sort of power armor fetish from hanging around the Maggotonians for so long, even I wouldn't be interested.
Moving on, in these video games, if you die, your suit blows up and you get a 2-second panty shot.
Okay. Yes, well, never having died myself, I can't say whether that's the way it actually works. Though honestly, if I could get away with just being naked instead of having my organs blown out, I'd go for it.
Even at the risk of being ogled by 14-year-olds?
Metroid's maggot. After you felt the cold terror of having your very life force sucked out by a screeching alien, the very thought... A few perverts getting their jollies off on you really doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
What a strangely mature way of looking at it.
Maturity on the Maggot Show. There goes biblical sign number 3.
Though the great irony is that most people will take that as a mandate to make even more fan art of you fighting Metroids in the buff.
Jeez, is everybody in your dimension like this?
Let me put it this way. I, who have destroyed entire races because they put onions on their pizza, have been accused of being a wet blanket.
So we're lucky that all we have is life-sucking Metroids and murderous space pirates.
You have no idea how lucky you are. Next caller, Framdump Valro from Uberclease. You're on the Maggot Show.
Yeah, I was wondering about how Samus loses her stuff in, like, every game and needs to find it over and over again. Is that for real?
Oh, don't even get me started! Okay, first, there was Zeebs. That's where I got most of my cool junk the first time. To be honest, I didn't really remember what happened to it. I was celebrating my victory over the space pirates. And I swear, somebody must have slipped me a Mickey, because the whole night was a blur, and I woke up in a ditch with, like, half my powers missing. But I swore off drinking and got a bunch of new stuff on Talon 4, so it was all good. At least, I thought it was, until I realized the Phazon had pretty much screwed everything. So I was back to square one when they sent me to Aether. This time, they guilt-tripped me with some stupid sob story about how the universe was going to cease to exist if I didn't give my suit back to them. So I had lost my junk by the time I got to SR388, where I got a whole new set of swag thanks to the Kozo. Then I lost it again. That time was my fault, honestly. The researchers wanted all the artifacts I found for study, so I said, sure. A lot of good that did them, considering their station was destroyed like 5 seconds later. So I went back to Zeebs again. And it turns out the Kozo actually did have some foresight, as they had new copies of all my stuff in practically the same spots I had found it last time. So I yoinked all that and was ready to go again. This time, I was set. I got all powered up. It didn't have Phazon or Lightether or Mako or Jack Daniels in it. So the only way anybody was going to get my crap this time was by prying it off of my comatose body. So, of course, I had to get next parasite infection, so a bunch of Federation scientists had an excuse to rip all my crap off my comatose body. That sucked. But I managed to sort of grow my powers back after absorbing a bunch of big ex-parasites, which was weird. But for the moment, I'm good to go. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
So what do ex-parasites taste like?
They don't really taste so much as they feel like a full body shot of little gooey happy ball. It's hard to describe. It's like the way getting chewed on by Metroid feels, only in reverse.
You know...
Wait a minute, that thing you're about to say, it's sick and wrong, and Samus should shoot you for thinking it.
Sounds good to me.
How do you know I wasn't gonna say something sweet and loving and innocent?
It's called physics. The day you say something to a woman that isn't grotesque and self-serving will be the day gravity ceases to exist. Anyways, that's all the time we have for this week. Tune in next time, or Samus will see what kind of death trap can get your clothing to explode. Ta!